Okay, Baruch HaMavayim. It's really exciting to begin a new Sefer for the next 6 weeks in Mirat Hashem until Chanukah. And, but Bechlal, I think the Olam in the Shul feels that there's a certain hischachas in the air in terms of a new commitment, so to speak, towards Limud HaTorah in the Shul with the new Beis Medrash and everything going on following the Yom HaNoraim. So this is just a part of that excitement, and there's nothing more delicious and sweet than the sugya of Chanukah. It's a sugya, like we say, Rabim Biad Ma'atim. It's Ma'at Bekamas, it's only about 3 blot Mesechus Shabbos, but the Torahs are Ein Sof, and the Amkas is Ein Sof, and there's something that we know is so special about these lights, although what we're going to learn in Mirat Hashem is going to be a kinyan on these neiros. We know it's very mysterious, we know it's not regular, but we really don't know where it comes from and the purpose to really get to know these lights. Who you are, what's your name, tell me about you. So this Sefer, Sif Seichin HaKlali, which we've been working on for about 20 some months, Shi'urim over the past year or so, 2 years, and on Sukkot and Pesach and the Chanukah Sefer, which is newly printed. So it was a little bit of a last-minute decision to go with Chanukah. So I'm sure it'll be available soon. But the PDFs were sent out. I also have to use them. I don't think I have one for Chanukah myself. So let's jump into things and get to know these lights. The first perek, he does a beautiful job in explaining the significance of these lights. And I can say personally that delving into the sugya of the Or of Chanukah was life-changing. And it cannot be not life-changing, because when we understand the purpose of this light and what this light is all about, we come to recognize that everything is about this light. Mamish, everything is about this light. So let's begin. And even if those who don't have it to look inside, it's not difficult to listen and to understand and to get lost. We're going to start easy Mirat Hashem, and as we go on, we'll get deeper into these lights in Mirat Hashem. Or Hagonas Bereshis Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz Amar Hashem Yisbarach Yihi Or. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he began with Yihi Or. V'nivra Or Gadol V'kadosh Shaleah Amar Chazal Or Shenivra B'sheishis Amei Bereshis Adam Tzayfe Boi Misayfe Adam V'atzayfe. When Hashem created these lights, this light, it was a very great and holy light. We can't even imagine what it means that the Dibur of Hashem created this Or. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this light during Sheishis Mei Bereshis, and he saw, man can see with this light from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. This is not a regular light. One can know the future with this Or. It brings a person a clarity, sheyargish tainug, and to experience a pleasure and an animus in avodas Hashem. This was the nature of that light. This light was only in existence for mere 36 hours. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw that there would be Rishayim who would want to use this light, and where did he see that Rishayim would want to use this light? From the light itself. Meaning, you could see the future with this light. So Hashem looked at this light and he saw, oh, the Rishayim are going to use this light. So he took it and he buried it. And he buried it for only tzaddikim in the coming generations. That's idea number one. Before we see the next line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this light, a marvelous, magnificent light, and he saw through that light there would be Rishayim in the world, which was a bit sort of like a surprise, kivyachot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there would be Rishayim in his world, right? It would be a surprise to me if I was standing nearby and the master of the world, the perfect, the great, the unbelievable, one and only, he creates the world, And there's going to be Rishayim in this world? That itself is mind-blowing. Hashem sees there's going to be Rishayim, so he takes the light and he buries it. Because it's not fit for Rishayim. Only for Tzaddikim. So now where does he bury this light? The Heichan Ganzai. Now this is not Chazal. What you're about to see right now is a Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And of course, after understanding this Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov, you can find this in many Chazal, which is how you know a Chiddush is true, because sometimes you say a Torah, you say a Vart and a Chiddush, and it doesn't say anywhere explicitly that this is what it is. But when you see that from a Chiddush, that it's mashma like that in this Chazal, and it answers a kash over here, and you can put things together, so then you see from the Binyan that it's Emes. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov taught, V'heichan Ganzai Behat Torah HaKdosha. He buried it in the Torah. Shemimena, from it, from the Torah, Zeichin HaTzadikim LaHasig Plius Nifleiseha V'soydes HaTorah L'Intrevye Kitz. It's through the light which is in the Torah that a tzaddik is able to see and to know the depths of Torah, the secrets beyond. Eventually, this light will become revealed lechol Yisrael al yidei Melech Hamashiach, through Melech Hamashiach. Now, before we go on, because he's going to move the conversation in somewhat of a different direction to try to explain a little bit the relevance of this or to the Tufa of Chanukah, let's just take a few minutes to understand the purpose of this light, a little bit more what this light is all about, and why it is that this light will be Nisgal, will be Maisa Mashiach. Chazal teach us that in order for us to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which seems like it's an impossible task, Chazal revealed to us that Hashem created the world, the Torah, in a way that what we thought was going to be impossible to try to understand Him, in His infinite Chachma, He brought it down to us in a way that many times, by understanding the way that humans do things, we can understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. And the Chazal say different Lashonos to explain that. One of them is Malchusa De'arak, Malchusa De'rakia. The ways of this world are like the ways in heaven. And just like a builder, when he comes to work on a project, on a binyan, so before he comes to creating that building, there's the blueprint. There's the idea of the plan, how it's going to look and what it's going to be. And that's called Soif Ma'ise B'Machshava Techila. That the Machshava Techila is a dogma as to what the Soif Ma'ise is going to be. And this or is the Machshava Techila Kivyachol of the Ribbono Shel Olam Ma'ise Bereishis. Because this is the first Maimer which we know about in Ma'ise Bereishis. Chazal say Bereishis Bar Elokim, that's called a Maimer Sasam. There are 10 Mamaros, and Bereishis is a mysterious Maimer. We don't know exactly what it means, Bereishis Bar Elokim. It's not a Maimer which was, so to speak, able to be heard. It was uttered by Kutcher Bichu, but we don't know what Bereishis means. Chazal hint to us, in fact, Tikkunei Zohar has 70 chapters, and it's all darshaning the word Bereishis. That's the entire Tikkunei Zohar, is the word Bereishis. The Vilna Gaon says that Kol HaTorah Kula is in the world Bereishis. What we do understand, the first glimpse of creation is Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or. And that Machshava Techila is the Pesach into understanding the purpose of the world. The purpose of the world has to do with this light. If we want to go a little bit deeper and speak about the spheres, we know that the 10 mamaros correspond to the 10 spheres. Bereishis, therefore, is keser. And just like keser is ne'elam, mikol rayon, we don't understand the keser, which is why a keser is worn on top of the head, because it doesn't go into the head, it's higher than the seichel. It's not something which we could be masig in a regular way. so too Bereshis is higher than us. But Yehi Or is what's called Chachma. It's the second sphere. It's a revelation. An Or is something which is borderline between a creation and not a creation. It's the blueprint, it's a shimmer of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store in terms of the purpose of creation. As such, this being the Machshava Tchil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sof Maisa of Maisa Bereshis is the last creation, which is the Adam. Nasa Adam. The creation of Adam. Hence, when we say Sof Maisa of Machshava Tchila, that there was a Machshava Tchila, which is called the Or, and there's what's called the Sof Maisa, which is the creation of the Adam, it could be said that the purpose of creation is the unification of this Or with the Adam. That man should unite with this Or. And therefore, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this light and that it would be exposed to the Rishayim, and Hashem said, no, I'm going to bury the Or. Why? Because the purpose of creation is that this Adam of Maisa Bereshis should merge and to become one with this Or. So we're talking about major Yesodis in Maisa Bereshis right now. This is like, we don't talk kimat ever like so clear about the Tachas of Maisa Bereshis. It's just to understand Chanukah, we have to, but it's like almost like Agav Orche, we talk about it. The fact that the Or should fall into the hands of Rishayim is not just like a mishap, like, oh, shucks. Like, I wish that shouldn't really happen. It's a stira to the entire tachlis of Maisa Bereshis. That only an Adam who is bidugma of Adam HaRishon, who's called a real Adam, the Adam of Nasa Adam, should have a shaykhis to this light. If that doesn't happen, then it would be better that the world shouldn't have been created. Because the whole tachlis is that an Adam who is like that should become one with that Or, not a Rasha. That's not an Adam. So therefore, from the very beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, having created this light, even before the Adam was created, that a Rasha should have a shaykhis to this light, you have to bury it. It's in stira to the whole purpose of Maisa Bereshis, that the Adam should delight in this Or.
Isn't this light in the Adam, though?
No.
Adam from this light?
What does he mean, from this light?
With the Adam was created with the Or that created the world. The Adam is a piece of that. The Adam is part of that. He's connected to that, no matter what.
True. True. However, this Adam which is created has his own Bechir, and he has his own identity. This Or is the light of Hashem. We want that the Adam, who has his own individuality, should become one with that Or. Of course, everything in its Shoyrish is one. But the way that it's Nisgala is that there's two, and they're separate, which is why Adam is created on one end of Maisa Bereshis, and the Or is created on the other end of Maisa Bereshis, as if to say that they're mina katza la katza. The reason why that is because this Or and this Adam, you could say about it that they are literally kirachek mizrach mimarav. This Or determines everything which will happen in the Bria. We're getting very deep right now. It's only 10 minutes into the shir. Thanks, Charlie. This Or is an Or of Hashem in which you could say about it, Yidia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything which will happen in creation. Hashem embarked on this project called creation of the world almost like as a business venture which perhaps would succeed, perhaps would fail, no? It was daring. Look at the tsar in the world. Look at the disappointments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endured. Risky business, no? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take on a project which he can't see to the finish line. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensure that this world will succeed eventually? That it's a vaday. Havaday shmoy kein tilasai. We say that in Rosh Hashanah, right? Because Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. The day that he entrusted man with a bechira, that he put the world and everything in it, in his hands and his fingertips, and he can choose to do right or to do wrong. Can't he take the steering wheel and turn it to the left, and then the world's going to go off course? What ensures that the world will succeed? That the purpose of creation will be fulfilled? The answer is the light. This light is steering the world towards its tachlis. And man has a bechira. And because he has a bechira, that's why he's called Bitzelem Elokim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a boicher. Nothing can tell the Kodesh Baruch Hu what to do. And Klal Yisrael is the only niver in the Bria which has a true bechira dome to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the secret of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, which we spoke about recently, which Chazal say, Noira Alila al Bnei Adam, it was almost as if he was set up to make that Chet. It had to be done. Had to be done? The answer is yes. Because part of the purpose of Ma'ase Bereishis and creation of the Adam is that the Adam should know and to understand that he's a Baal Bechira to the fullest extent. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him do things which even he himself, kevyachol, may say not to do, yet the Adam has the koyach to do so. How would man know that he can flex his muscles in such a way that he can even do something that the Eibishter doesn't want him to do? You know what type of a chiddush that is? That Hashem said, don't eat from the tree, and man was able to go against that? We take that for granted. Because if we don't make a bracha, let's say, on a food chalila, so we're like, okay, yeah, I did something Eibishter said I was supposed to do it, and I didn't do it. We're accustomed to the fact that man makes mistakes. But this Adam was created B'Tzelem Elokim. He was able to do something Yitzir Kavosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said not to do, the master of the world. If we understood who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, this would be the most biggest chiddush. This is the biggest nace.
The more ra there is, the more blatant ra there is, the bigger chiddush Hashem that is. That Hashem allows the world to continue to exist despite that.
That is true. That is true. In his great rachamim. But it could be said that this light is called the Or of Yediyah. That Hashem knows, and he was able to see from the very beginning, that he would succeed in his plan, in the purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And yet, Adam is the Baal Bechira, and the merging of these two components, called Or and Adam, is the secret of the purpose of creation. The bringing together of Or and the Adam.
What does it mean that their Sham would use it? Why wouldn't their Sham reject it? Why is it a problem if the R is intrinsically its R? So in what way would the Rasham be able to use that in a way that's opposite to what it's supposed to be used for?
Right. It's almost like nuclear bombs falling into the hands of the wrong people.
You see the Dura Plug, no? The Dura Plug.
If you really understand the parshias of Ma'aseh Bereishis, of the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaFlaga, v'chule v'chule, it all has to do, you could say, with like atomic energy falling into the wrong hands. And that those are the kilkels. That's why the Mabul had to occur, the HaFlaga had to occur. A person will only be entrusted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such a prize, such an unbelievable creation, if Hashem trusts him that he'll do what's right with this, and he won't abuse it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was called, the greatest shalach we give to Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was an Evan Neman. That he knew exactly what to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's gifts. But furthermore, the whole purpose of creation is that man should use this light to resemble Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, a tzaddik. A tzaddik is somebody who emulates the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That he uses his bechira to manifest godliness upon himself. If a person is not interested in that, then he can use, and then there was no purpose in handing over a light like this of godliness for a person who is not going to use it to reveal godliness.
Rav Yeshua.
Moshe.
Hi. Ribbono shel Olam trusts us with a neshama, not giving over an atom bomb to a human being who is inherently making mistakes.
Exactly. That's what we're saying, is that this aura of Ma'aseh Bereishis is so great that although we as Bnei Yisrael, we have a light unto ourselves, and that's called the aura of the Neshama, and through that we're capable of creating Churban in the world. Look what we've done to the world since Hashem gave us this Neshama. We've destroyed it. We've had two Beis HaMikdashes. We're responsible for our actions. If there was a Holocaust, it was because of us, not because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you a Neshama. I'm entrusting you with big powers. You're superhuman. Everybody wants to be a superhero nowadays, yeah? Every Jew is a superhero. Every Jew is a superhero. It's just that it's buried within himself. We're going to laugh at the fact that we said about Spider-Mans and Supermans that those are superheroes. You understand how cool call that is? That the Dimion and the Dugma nowadays of what's called to be super is to be like a behemoth. No? Man has powers when he's like a spider. That's called super. That's super? That's super ridiculous. What?
We have such a track record of failure. Why would the Eibishter want to... I mean, I understand that he does, but why would the Ribbono Shel Olam, outside being the Ribbono Shel Olam, ever want to continue this experiment?
That's what we're saying, Moshe. It's not an experiment. Meaning, it's not a suffix. Hashem will see with this or that the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis will be fulfilled. Every Rosh Hashanah, there's a diyun, so to speak, like, will we see the tachlis, will we not see the tachlis? That's the suffix. Like, are we ever going to get it right, Klal Yisrael? And then we blow the shofar, and then we reveal that light through the shofar. That's why the pasuk says, Asher Ya'am Yoidei Sura, Hashem Be'or Panecha Yalechun. We go by your Or Panim. So until the shofar is blown, there's a big deal in Shemayim. What's going to be? Klal Yisrael, don't you know you've been entrusted with the keys of the world? Look at your track record. Moshe Siderbaum saying you have a bad track record. Right? And then we blow the shofar, and then everything changes. The or is Neskale. The Dover Hashem Oyri Zu Rosh Hashanah. The Zayar says, Vayim Elokim Yihi Or Zu Rosh Hashanah. We're Megale the or in Rosh Hashanah. And then it's quiet and it silences all the Mekatrigan. Because it shows that the world is still in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and he's going to lead it to its tachlis. And guess what? We are the tachlis. Where is the place of this or? Where is it going to? It's going to Klal Yisrael. We are the destination of this or. The yichud of the Sof Maisa, with the Machshava Techila, which is called the or, and the Adam. The fusion of these two things. The very big accomplishment when we speak about Chanukah in relation to this discussion. Chanukah is different than every Yontif, other than Purim, because Chanukah is not Zecher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis. Chanukah is not Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chanukah has to do with the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria. I'll prove it to you. There have been many times in our history that there have been Yeshuas similar to the one by Chanukah. There were many times through our history where there was oppressions, and then there was Yeshuas, and they didn't happen in supernatural means, and there were hidden miracles which took place. You know how many times we've been hearing miracles? By the Baba Sali, there were hidden miracles all the time. All the tzaddikim, they're hearing miracles all the time. So the fact that there was a pach shemen that was found, they lit it for 8 days, you know, just go to the Amshinover and you can probably see that every other day.
Baba Sali's Arak Bilal would go for, you know, for a year at a time.
Right. Yeah, people saw this with their eyes. It's for that we celebrate Chanukah. That's Chanukah, to celebrate the nace of the miracle of the finding of the oil and the nace of the issue of the Jewish people versus the Greeks. Nothing, very little to do with that. It's a secret. But the tzaddikim at the time of the Nais, they looked at this light and they understood this light has nothing to do with this. This is almost like an excuse that Hashem should reveal this light because this light doesn't need any real reasons to be revealed. We don't have to understand this light. We can't understand this light. Which is why, famously, we know that the most well-known kasha in all Torah literature, Torah Sheval Peh, is the kasha of the Beis Yosef. What is the nes of the first night of Hanukkah? What's the nes? The nes was 7 days, not 8 days. And as Rav Wolfson and my Rebbe and others point out, there's endless answers to this kasha. There are svarim written on it of hundreds of answers, 200 of answers. Every year there's more chidushim to answer this kasha. Because this kasha is like the Or HaGanaz is buried there. In the kasha of the Beis Yosef. This light, this endless light is producing more and more answers to like, and you know what? Whenever you have a lot of something, it comes to show you that it's not really the right answer. Like the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Orachaim HaKadosh writes like 10 reasons, you know, from the Rishonim, like what the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was. If you have 10 reasons for something, that means you don't understand it. You're just kind of dancing around the real reason, but you don't really... What's the real nes of the first night of Hanukkah? We don't know. But one answer, which is probably the shayrish of all the answers, is that the first night of Hanukkah, l'chayr is not a nes. But if you light the first night of Hanukkah, which they did, and you saw that you weren't lighting regular lights, you saw the Or HaGanaz in the lights, that's a nes. And so they understood on the first night of Hanukkah a bigger nes than the rest of the 7 days of Hanukkah. They understood that the light which they were revealing through this nes had nothing to do with the Yevanim versus Klal Yisrael, although of course we're going to see that it has a shayches. It has to be a levush, it has to match. But it was kivyochol an excuse that the time had come to reveal the light, to make a first crack of the Or HaGanaz in the Bria. That the light which was buried for thousands of years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw an opportunity and the time in His infinite wisdom to reveal the light for the very first time. And that's the nes of the first night of Hanukkah, the revelation of the Or HaGanaz, of this first light which existed in my inspiration. It was revealed for Klai Sol as a whole. Meaning, there were individuals, as he quotes here in Simon Aleph, on the bottom right, that when Chazal say that this light of Tzadikim was Nignas for Tzadikim, La'asalavo, it doesn't mean just in the future, like in the times of Mashiach. La'asalavo means, in each and every passing generation, there are Tzadikim who are Zeichet, to be Nene from that light. The difference, though, is that there's the Klal and there's the Prat. There's the Tzadik and there's the Tzadikim. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all those tzaddikim who were zeichet to have a time in that light, they were working tirelessly every moment of their lives that this light should be revealed for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for themselves. Meaning, had they not been nemet to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they could have called it quits and said, "Listen, I have the light. Why do I care about anybody else?" But it wasn't about them. It was about Hashem, and Hashem. It wasn't enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be one person to be Nana for that light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be called Melech, and we're going quickly in a very deep inyan. Hashem wanted to be called Melech, and you're not Melech if you only have one subject. Ein Melech Belo Am. And Hashem said, I want a legion. I want multitudes of people to be Nana from this light. I want an Am that I can say about the masses, that this is an Am which is Doimah to me. And that's called Klal Yisrael. Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael. And so therefore, the reason why Hanukkah is so important is that it was the beginning of the Hisgalus of that light in the world for Klal Yisrael as a people, not just for individuals. And Hanukkah also is a Sof Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila. Because when you look at the history, the evolution of the Moyadim in Klal Yisrael, so it began with Pesach, of course, and Sukkot, and Shavuos, and Vayter, the very last yontif which we have is the yontif of Hanukkah. After that, that's it. There's no more Yomim Tovim. The reason why there's no more Yomim Tovim after Hanukkah is because what else is there? This is what it was all about. Pesach was a light. Pesach is an or. Or l'arba asar. That's what Pesach is. But that wasn't the Or HaGanaz. That was a light which was perhaps part of the Or HaGanaz, which was working towards revealing the Or HaGanaz. You could say that all the lights and all the Mo'adim which were in the world before Hanukkah, they only served the purpose of making sure that this light would come into the world. Which is why Chazal tell us, Kol HaMayadim B'teilun L'Asalavu. All the Mo'adim will become batal all the times of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Chutz MiChanukkah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, they're going to stay around. The reason why is because if you ask Pesach, what are you doing in this world? Pesach will say, oh, I was here for Chanukah and Purim. So now that Chanukah and Purim are there, why do I need to be here anymore? Of course, they're not going to mamish become batel, the Gemara says so. It just means that Pesach will have a whole new understanding. Pesach won't be anymore really about Yitzias Mitzrayim. You'll be able to understand Pesach and how, again, to understand Pesach, how it was working towards bringing out this light. And as we come closer and closer towards that light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is really what this light is all about, like we'll see a little bit later, he's going to quote from the Maral, from the Rokeach, from Pinchas Karzer, and all the tzaddikim that they said that this light is really the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So when we say that this is a light which was created for tzaddikim l'asalavo, who are the tzaddikim l'asalavo? It doesn't just mean the Naim Elimelech. It doesn't just mean the Vilna Gaon. It means me, it means you, it means everybody here and all Klai Yisrael everywhere. Because va'amech kulam tzaddik. Essentially, every single Jew is a tzaddik. And so when we say tzaddikim l'asalavo, and a person's mouth is like dripping, it's like, oh, I wish I could be a tzaddik like that. We are a tzaddik like that. We still have to work. But we have to be, the simcha of Chanukah is knowing that we've been chosen. That although I have a bechira, and although Hashem nasa adam on me, and I have choices where I can bring myself closer to that light, or distance myself from that light. And so therefore, mitzidi, there may be a suffix. Klapi the or rishon, that Hashem said, yihi or, vayihi or, there's no suffix. Shtetin pasuk, va'amech kulam tzadikim lo'olam yishu aretz. Every single one of us will be nehne, will be nesiyache with that light, and Chanukah is testimony to that. Chanukah bears witness to the fact that every single one of us will be zeiche to that light, because when we light Chanukah neiros, we're lighting that Or HaGanaz, we're sitting by the candles, and we're looking at it. And we're being misatzing with that light. We're interacting with that light. Chanukah is like a dugma of really what the tachlis of the asa level is. It's so simple. So I think if we accomplish anything so far, what we've accomplished is that Chanukah, before sitting down, was, okay, there's a mitzvah to light candles to recall the nes of the Jews and the Greeks, you know, 2,000 years ago. And we're looking at this light, and it's an air mitzvah, and, you know, it should light for half an hour. Just make sure that if it blows out beforehand, you make sure you light it for half an hour, make sure you light it at the right time, v'chule b'yoy to the mitzvah. No. That's like the goof, the very, how you learned it when you were in kindergarten. But as a Baal Seichel, Meichin de Galus, sitting by the Ner Chanukah, lighting that Ner is really, has to do with the Tachlis of Ma'isa Bereishis. There's an Adam, Nasa Adam, that's me. There's an Or from Ma'isa Rishon, from Ma'isa Bereishis, the Or Rishon, that's this light. The Tachlis is to merge the Or Rishon with that Adam, me interacting with that light. This is a dogma of the kiyum of the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis.
Hashem gave a freebie. It would be good to have experience with that Aragana, just try and get back to it. Is there ever an opportunity to see it, feel it, experience it?
Absolutely.
It's buried on.
In the tire. It's buried in the tire. Yeah.
You got over that? That takes work.
Yigia. But that shout out for the Friday afternoon chabur everyone's invited to, by the way.
That takes work. My question is, or usually there's like an inspiration and then you get back to it. Where does that come into play?
It's mitach shel olishma balishma. It's mitach shel olishma balishma. But within every shel olishma, there's a drop of lishma. And it really has to do with a person's ratzon. If a person is really interested and he's neman to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and when he sits down to learn Torah, especially to learn Torah, because the or is buried in Torah, which again, this is a discussion which has to do with Liman HaTorah, but let's just give 1 minute to explaining it. Liman HaTorah could be said is really one of the Torah mitzvahs. Just like there's a mitzvah to put up a sukkah and to sit in the sukkah, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Yet we know that we give Liman HaTorah a certain chashivas, which is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Why is that? Because there's the or of Torah and there's the or of mitzvah. And the or of Torah is the or of the or Haganas. And so therefore, Liman HaTorah takes priority over every mitzvah, unless, of course, it's a mitzvah, it's certain criteria. But the or Haganas is buried in the Torah, and so therefore, through Liman HaTorah, there's a hiskalus of the or Haganas, and being that the purpose of creation is to be Megal of the or Haganas with the Adam, it could be said that just like Hanukkah, and that interaction with the light is a dogma for the Asad Lavo. When a Jew sits down to learn Torah, and his eyes and his heart and his neshama is merging and becoming one with these letters, with that light in Torah, that's also a dogma of Asad Lavo. And if a person's machshava is tahar and his ratzon is tahar, and of course there's a mitach shelo lishma balishma, you're right, it doesn't happen overnight, but a person can be time a little bit of that or. If he sits down and he says L'shem Yichud, and he says to the Ibishter, I'm here not because I want to be called a Rebbe, or because I want Schar L'Salavai. I'm here because I know you have a purpose in this world. I don't understand that it has to do with the Argonis, it has to do with me. Hineini, a person will be Zeichet Tartam of that Or. And when he continues to learn Torah, and he becomes Masmed Ala Torah, and he becomes bigger Kalim and more Kedusha, then he'll start to delight in that Or more and more and more. It's Muftach L'Kach. Yes.
Isn't the Vaisa Kushrecha in Israel Chatu? So, the Or, I have it already. I mean, I possess it. We all possess that. We have it already. So, to the extent that a person can work on being Mitara themselves, okay, so it is through the Motorah, but you've heard me say this term, get out of my own way. Get rid of all the narishkeit that a person is involved in, and just stop thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam and loving the Ribbono Shel Olam. I understand we need the meat and potatoes, which is Lima Torah. You can't just have dessert.
Right.
But Lechayra, you are connecting yourself. You can. I believe B'Emunah Shleima that through pure willpower and desire and ruts and sheifas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can get yourself to that or. I mean, not that or necessarily, but closer.
Sure. Absolutely. There's different levels of dveikus and there's different levels of connection. When a person is thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's in a world of Shivisi, which is a very important world. A person should be thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time. But that the fact that the or should be nizgala on the Adam, which is the darga of a tzaddik, that he becomes one with that light, that he merges with that light. So that's what Chanukah represents, and that's like the segula of Limud HaTorah. That's what makes Torah mamish keneged kula.
Darn, I thought that was a shortcut.
So just and we'll conclude with this. So we said that the or has to be in this achid with the adam. That adam is called nasa adam. That was the sixth maimer, nasa adam. And that nasa adam has to be in this achid with the first dibor, which is vayomer elokim yihi or vayihi or. I think this is true. Do the gematria, I don't remember. That yihi or, vayihi or, is the gematria nasa adam.
I trust you.
Believe so. Nasa adam is gematria yihi or, vayihi or. As if to say, that's what it's all about. To be mas'ache this adam with that or. That's what Chanukah is. It's a dogma of Lo Salava. Okay, we should be Zeicha. This is the first year. We should be Zeicha to... and Torah Lishma and to Mekan the Mrs. Bishlamas and to be Zeichet to have that Or HaGonis coming with Sheikh Tzakein of Mehrev Amin.